Hey friends, it's the 19th of July, and you may have heard me say before that it is very important for us to learn to practice the pause. Well, practicing the pause is a sign of wisdom, in my opinion, that when we stop and consider things before reacting to things, then oftentimes the chance, or most of the time the chance, that what we will respond is far more godly than if we would not have practiced the pause. So this verse out of Proverbs 19:11 says this: "A man's wisdom gives him patience. It is to his glory to overlook an offense." Now, I don't know if you would consider yourself as someone who is easily offended or not, but I want to maybe have you think about whether you find yourself offended often. Now, it says here that it is to your glory to be able to overlook an offense. Now, overlooking an offense is to look over it, to look past the offense. So what I want to pray about today with you is, because we have so many opportunities during the course of the day, or at least I do, I'm assuming everyone does, we have opportunities every day to be offended. And if we practice the pause, remember, a man's wisdom gives him patience. When we have wisdom, when we have patience, and when we practice the pause and then overlook an offense, we will have a lot more peace in our lives. So I want you to think about being offended and decide today that we're going to focus as a church family on overlooking, looking over. You've heard rise above or take the high road. When we take the high road, we're above something. We're overlooking offenses. So let's pray that God would help us to do that today and in the days ahead. Lord, we live in an offended world, and there are things that we are to be offended by. We are to be offended by things that offend you. No doubt about that. But Lord, there are so many offenses that happen to us that I think that if we overlooked them and practiced the pause, it would show that we are developing godly wisdom. And so, Lord, I ask that you would help us in this area, that when someone says or does something, when something happens that is an irritant, Lord, that we would practice the pause, that we would accept the wisdom, what Proverbs is all about, that we would accept the wisdom that you have for us, that we would overlook the offense, and in doing so, Lord, we will have peace. So would you help me, would you help my friends to learn to overlook offenses that really have no lasting effect on us? But Lord, it takes peace away from us when we choose to be offended by little things, when we get impatient, and when we don't hold out for your wisdom. So Lord, as we continue to grow by accepting wisdom that you have to offer us, would you help us, Lord, to overlook the little things? Would you just remind us in our hearts to overlook this one, overlook this thing? This isn't worth looking at. This is worth overlooking and rising above and taking the high road on. Thank you, Lord, that you continue to grow us and that we can continue to be more like who you created us to be. Forgive us when we fall short of that. Thank you for your patience with us, and thank you for overlooking every one of our sins, for those of us who know you and who have accepted a relationship with you. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.